Foster had expected to be taken to a morgue, the body pulled out from a wall of metal drawers, but Doran actually took him to a glass-walled laboratory. He'd also expected it to smell strongly of formaldehyde, but there was only a faintly detectable scent of disinfectant. In the middle of the room was what looked like an operating table, with a sheet draped over what was clearly a body. On the far side of the room was a long metal shelf containing various items of clothing and other indistinguishable objects. Professor Dorn walked across to that far side, ignoring the body even as he moved around it, and said,
"Perhaps you would like to see these things first. Many had to be cut to avoid damage to the body in their removal. But you can see here your father's backpack, together with its other contents. Water bottle, candy bar, a pen, spare socks, and his hiking boots, his jacket."
Foster stared at the bright red of the jacket, so vibrant it almost looked new, as if his father might rise up off the table and ask for it back. There was a plaid shirt next to it, neatly folded. Foster could see it was missing three buttons in a row, the threads of cotton clearly visible where the buttons had been, as if they'd been torn free only minutes before. Dorn waited patiently as Foster moved along the shelf, then cleared his throat.
"I ask one more time, Mr. Treherne. You still wish to view the body?"
Foster nodded and turned to the figure behind him on the table. Dorn walked around the table so that he was facing Foster and carefully pulled the sheet down from the head, resting it across the top of the torso so it resembled a bedsheet covering a hospital patient. Foster had to fight an urge to step back because he had asked to see this, and it wasn't so much that it horrified him more than it was not as he'd expected. At first, it looked like the shrunken head of an old man, tufts of his father's fair hair visible on the tightly stretched scalp, the ears apparently missing. But the face itself, eyes and mouth closed, looked disturbingly youthful. The skin pale and smooth, a young man at rest.